Jam with Black Betty. And before that, from Playing for Keeps was Eddie Money, Running Back. This is K99 WRKK. This reminder, let us know what your favorite cuts are and the things you like and don't like about K99. Because we're trying hard to be your radio station.
Come here often?
Yeah, about once a month.
Me too. It's really great.
Oh, I think it's the best place in town.
Did you see that blonde over there?
Yeah, she's cute, but do you see that fella sitting in the chair next to her? He's really something. You know, all my friends come here.
Well, mine too. It's funny we never met before.
I'm usually not very comfortable at places like this.
Me neither, but this place makes you feel right at home.
Mm.
You know, your hair looks terrific.
Oh, thanks. That's why I come here. I wouldn't let anyone but Command Performance cut my hair.
No, I can understand that.
And my husband feels the same way.
Oh?
Come into Command Performance. Command Performance.
Come into Command Performance at Brookwood Village, Western Hills Mall, and Lowman's Village at River Chase. It's no secret who always brings you the very best rock groups money can buy. Come on out to the Crossroads Club tonight and hear Circus Rockin' and Rollin' early. And Katie Reiser after hours until 5 a.m. Tonight is really special with everything at 75 cents. Like the Tramp, it's just 75 cents. Your favorite mixed drink? It's only 75 cents. And it's just 75 cents to get in Birmingham's biggest and best music club in Roebuck. Don't miss it. Just off the parkway. The Crossroad Club.
18 years ago, Maury Wills was burning up the bases, as they say, in baseball stadiums all over the country. He broke Ty Cobb's base-stealing record that year. But his paycheck was considerably less than what many relatively inexperienced ballplayers are receiving these days. That story, after this, for Agree.
All right, kids, this is our final rehearsal for the Herky High version of Rapunzel.
Okay.
We'll pick it up with your scene, Prince,
okay,
where you rescue Rapunzel from the tower,
okay,
and begin.
Save me, save me.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, throw down your long hair. Now I'll climb, I'm falling.
Cut, hold it, Prince.
I can't climb up her darn locks, they're greasy.
Oh,
Rapunzel, I told you to shampoo your hair.
I know, but it gets greasy fast.
Then use Agree shampoo.
Agree?
Sure, Agree helps stop the greasies.
Oh.
See, Agree has no greasy-feeling additives, so your hair stays clean longer between shampoos.
Okay, I'll try Agree.
Okay, we'll take an Agree break, and Prince,
yeah,
when you draw your sword,
right,
don't yell bang, bang, you're dead, you dirty rat.
I ad-libbed that.
Don't do it.
Okay. Okay,
for hair that stays clean longer, use Agree shampoo and try Agree cream rinse and conditioner. It helps stop the greasies, too.
Rapunzel, your hair looked beautiful.
Thanks to Agree shampoo.
But, Prince,
yeah,
after you climb up the tower, don't yell, come and get me copper.
I ad-libbed that.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Holy Wills, I love you so, and we defy the
Baseball has changed a lot since comedian Danny Kaye recorded this song, written by his wife, back in 1963. Baseball players in that year were likely to have been self-made men, getting their early training on sand lots and back alleys. Today, they're likely to have got their early training playing Little League Baseball or playing on college teams. Jim Bouton, the former Yankee pitcher turned sports critic, says that today's ball player is more laid back, less aggressive than he was a decade or so ago. But Maury Wills, the former Dodgers star, who last month became the manager of the Seattle Mariners, disagrees.
That old rough and tumble player that was back in the olden days 20 years ago was... Who was just one or two players, and the others were not that way. Today, it seems like it's the same thing. There's not too many players who want to dive head first, knock down a ball, or slide into a base like Pete Rose to be safe, anything to win, to take a pitch in the ribs with the bases loaded in the last inning, you know, for instance, to let the winning run come in from third. No, there's not too many like that. There weren't too many like that then.
Nope. The only major difference between the ball player of today and the ball player of Maury Wills' day is apparent only in the pay envelope.
That player's sitting on the bench making more money than Sandy Koufax, Maury Wills, Don Drysdale made when we were so-called superstars in the 60s. That doesn't bother me at all. When I'm managing a team, I'm looking out there and I'm looking at a player who can't even execute basic fundamentals, can't do anything, and He's making twice as much money as I made, and twice as much as I'm making now, or more. It doesn't bother me a bit. I don't let those things come into effect any more than my being thinking of myself as a black manager.
Maury suggests he will let others talk about the racial issues that have been brought into focus by his appointment as Mariners manager. Let others talk about the fat paychecks of modern-day ballplayers. His job, he says, is to impart his knowledge of the game to his players and to inspire them. And, says Maury,
believe it or not, it seems like I'm happier today and I have more today than I had when I had 50,000 people screaming at a stadium, go, go, go. Or standing outside of the ballpark waiting there for my autograph.
In fact, says Maury, he wouldn't want to trade places with any of those million-dollar bonus babies today. He'll give his reasons why when this interview with him continues tomorrow. This is Lou Irwin, Earth News Radio, for Agree.
This is K99 WRKK, your radio station.